Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 10th of December 2023. Today's topic is the decision of the wise. Our text today is taken from Isaiah chapter 1 verses 11 through 18. Verse 11. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams, and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he-goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand, to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. Verse 15. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Verse 18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Key verse. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. During the break time in school, Susan was sitting at the back of the class thinking about how her life had been. She was always angry and not performing well in her studies. While she was in her sober mood, Faith, one of her classmates, came to seat by her side. She encouraged Susan to seek help from God concerning her situation by first inviting Jesus into her life as her Lord and Savior. Susan accepted her invitation, and she surrendered her life to Christ. From then on, things turn around for good in her life. From our Bible passage, the Lord is calling you to come reason with Him and make a wise decision to follow Him. You cannot remain in your sin and expect God to come to your rescue. God did not want to condemn and destroy sinners. He offered full forgiveness and pardon if they would only repent, put away evil, strive to do right, and obey His word. God's forgiveness is now available for all sinners. All you need do is to 1. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. 2. Confess and repent of your sins. 3. Pray and ask for forgiveness and cleansing of your heart with the blood of Jesus. 4. Ask Jesus into your heart as your personal Savior and Lord. This is the wisest decision you can make in this life. Prayer for today. Lord, I surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Psalm 51 verses 7 through 12. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.